Good morning. Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our purpose is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform from the inside out, starting with our feelings, our thoughts, our actions, and our words. So does our world, so does the world. Each of us holds the key to transformation, to a better world, a world of peace that we all, at our heart's innate nature, desire. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 176. The more you push, the greater the resistance. Stop pushing, start flowing. The more you push, the greater the resistance. Stop pushing, start flowing. I don't know about you, but I have noticed this many times in my life. The more I am attached to the results, I tend to find myself pushing to make, get, receive those results. Pushing is more of a mental urging on, a mental pressing forward versus coming from one's heart. To put it into our everyday really way to look at it, you don't necessarily recognize it when you're in the act of it, but stop and pause to observe whenever you found yourself really wanting something, how automatically you tend to move, act, speak, think from your head. Your intention gets focused from your head. There seems to be a pressing forward, a mental pressing forward. And the word push means to press against an opponent or something of that sort, to urge it forward. Oftentimes, it's a sense against an opposition. When we're wanting something, we're not wanting something else. So we tend to be pressing forward, urging forward. Literally, it means to beat. So oftentimes we beat something else up, the thing we don't want, to get to what we do want. So mentally, we may beat up verbally with our thoughts and our emotions and our actual words against what we do not want. We badmouth it. We blame it. We talk about how bad it is, how horrible it is, instead of simply coming from our heart. Our heart associates symbolically with a place of love and focusing on what we love rather than what we don't, which is pushing against what we don't, loving what we do. So it all has to do with where you put your attention. Where do you focus on? And so when you get attached, recognize that oftentimes it's against what you don't want rather than focusing on what you do want with pure love. I've kind of brought it to you in a different way of looking at it, and maybe that's just what we need. When we, in a sense, oppose, push against, press forward, urge, or force ourselves upon something, there's a natural reaction. In us, in others, in all forces of nature, there is resistance. Resistance. Resist meaning to set back. So instead of moving forward, you are pushed back. You're pushing forward. Your mental drive forcing yourself forward against what you don't want to get what you do want creates just the opposite reaction, opposition to your forcing, to your urging, to your pushing. There is resistance, the power to push you back, sometimes further than wherever you started from. It shows up in lots of different ways. when we're coming from attachment. It shows up as sometimes from a mental emotional state, disappointment, feeling down, depressed, like you're no good, like you failed. From a physical perspective, you could actually have physical harm, broken bones, besides a broken spirit, or so it seems to be. There is resistance, a pushing back. You know that whenever someone seems to be forcing you to do something that you are opposed to, and they're coming on strong, and they're pressing you, coercing you, manipulating you, your natural tendency is to put up a wall. It's not like you plan to do that. Emotionally, you put up a wall. And so that person pushing is pushing against a wall. And this wall, when they energetically push against it with their emotions, with their mental activity, they are pushed back. Sometimes literally feel as if they're thrown back. They can't get through. And that's what happens in the actual world, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, the energy of pushing and the natural reaction to it, which is resistance. This is all the mental thing. When you're attached to the result and really want to get your way, you want to beat whatever you think, whoever you think is against you or opposing you or not doing it your way. That's the energy of pushing that brings up resistance. Rather than flowing, approaching whatever it is that seems to be in opposition, seems to be fighting against you, seems to even have a thing against you, whether you understand the reason or not. Perhaps another, perhaps an employee, perhaps your boss, perhaps a friend or a loved one. When we approach the situation that they are upset with me, I'm upset with them, they're not liking anything I do, everything I do they say is wrong, and we get into that energy to prove how right we are and how wrong they are, we automatically come from our mental faculty and we begin the process, the energetic back and forth of pushing and resistance, pushing and resistance. Shift to flow. Shift to your heart center. Shift to simply allowing love to do its perfect work in you and the situation now. See them doing the best they know how to do. Hold the space for love to prevail, for love to win. And so therefore you move, you speak, you think, and you feel from inside your heart without any forcing. You allow what is versus trying to make it your way. You allow yourself to move as liquid does. Picture that. Moving simply as a river, flowing. And there may be rocks, boulders even, in the stream. And the water in the river simply flows around, over, finds the crevices. It is not impeded one bit. Oh, there's a boulder. Well, we'll just find our way around that boulder. Keep on sending love, speaking from love, being love, feeling love, sending out this feeling rather than blame and upset and forcing and proving. Flowing has an interesting definition, according to Webster's, hanging loose. Hanging loose. I kind of love that. Seems rather colloquial. Just hanging loose. We're just going to, this person goes this way, I'm going to go this way. I'm just flowing with them. Imagining someone with long hair. It kind of bounces when they walk. Flows back and forth. Just hanging loose. That's no longer being attached. Now you're detached to the results. You're still doing your best. You still hold the space for all that is possible. And you do it from your heart instead of from your head. You allow yourself to become like liquid going down the river, and whatever's there, you flow through. No more forcing. No more trying to take down that boulder. Simply allowing your natural, innate ability to be one with divine love to do the work. Guide you so you may glide through the situation smoothly under grace. I was at a luncheon yesterday and a woman shared. There were several people there talking about their jobs and how they were having difficulties with their bosses, or they were concerned about their upcoming performance review. And another woman shared how she really was unhappy with her boss. He was always critical of her. He was critical of everyone, but somehow she seemed to get his attention for a time. And she had contemplated moving, finding a new job, because she was very uncomfortable there. It really irritated her. She was really angry with this person for seeming to have it out for her. And then she thought about it. She went seeking other jobs, and then she came back and she said, you know, she came back inside and said she really loved, believe it or not, she loved where she worked. Her work was something she could do. She loved the office she had. She loved the view she had. She had a tree outside her big window. And she really loved it. And she realized if she shifted to love, rather than being critical and angry at this boss who seemed to always be angry with her, and simply be grateful for where she was and to love where she was, really, she saw it with renewed eyes. And her heart shifted. And she gave up her mental angriness with her boss, who seemed to be so angry with her. And she stopped being resistant and putting up this force to stop his force. And she simply was grateful for where she was and allowed this gratefulness and this love for her part of the world at her office to permeate her thoughts and her feelings. And when he came up in her face, literally, or in her thoughts, she came back to what she loved about her job. And she said that he seemed to change, stop picking on her, and she became no more important to him than anyone else was, and that was a good thing. And it happened as she shifted to love. The whole energy outside of her, specifically with this boss who was on her case quite a bit, totally shifted when she made the shift to love. It wasn't that she could find a place to love him. She found it in herself to love where she was. She found it in herself to love the opportunity she had to work where she was, to have the office where she was, to have the work that she had, to have the view of this tree outside her window. She found something to love in the environment where she was, several things. And as she said, she became insignificant to her, or rather, she became insignificant to him. he became insignificant for her. He was still her boss, but it turned out he wasn't her boss for long. As she shared the story, as she made the shift, and she followed her guidance to find love, to stay in love, within 3 months, she had a new boss. She had a new boss. That's what happens when you stay in love. Things outside of you shift dramatically. So rather than you're moving somewhere else, thinking that will solve the problem, it's your shifting inside. You're likely still to attract those kinds of people if you have not made the shift inside. That's where the substantive change happens. This is the source of transformation. Inside. Shifting from pushing against something and bringing up natural reactions called resistance to flowing inside, flowing with the energy of love. Shifting from your mind and your emotions to your heart and your feelings. And then the physical transforms around you. So this is really an important message, one that we oftentimes forget about when we're in the midst of the push. Said another way, stop being attached to the results, being right, proving you're right, putting up the fight, or pressing hard against the seeming opposition. Be detached. Come from love. Know that you're still doing your best without all that emotional attachment, allowing love to resolve the situation, move you forward under grace now. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to go into your heart center, breathing long, deep breaths into your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. We're going to allow ourselves to go deep, deep within ourselves, allowing divine love to move us deep within, simply focusing on your breath. Feeling, sensing, seeing, inspired breath, as if you can see the sparkling air, little lights, golden white lights, as you breathe them into your heart center. And as you do, see your heart glowing inside, filling the energy of divine love. Slowly breathing into your heart, feeling the love growing within. Feeling, seeing this golden white light filling your entire heart center. Feeling this peace pulsating within. Peace is your true nature. Divine love is who you are. Allow this light inside, as it grows larger and larger, to be released. See and feel the light spreading out. 360 degrees, an ocean of love and light, spreading peace throughout your being now, and as it does, know all remnants of the past that hold you back are simply being dissolved in this divine love light now. So love may be your dominant energy within. Divine love is harmonizing you now. Raising your vibration, your energy. Thoughts may come up. Allow them be swept away under grace. As they go, send them with love. I bless you and thank you, and send you out with love to be transformed for your highest and best good, for my highest and best good, now. Under grace. All that stuff you've held on to, hard emotions, that serious stuff you felt people harmed you, held you back, held things back from you. Simply allow this powerful presence, divine love, light within you dissolve it now. Now, dear ones, in this perfect state, one with the power and presence of divine love, focus your inner eye on the continent of South America, on the country of Chile, there, hugging the outer part of the continent, as if we're looking up from the universe, looking down, seeing on the western side of the continent, that long, thin strip called Chile, coming down about 3/4 of the way coming to the near epicenter of one of the largest, greatest earthquakes recorded, Saturday, 8.8, creating massive destruction, loss of life, and continuing to tremble over 100 times, still a great force. See this place, these people, this rubble, the heart filled with divine love. This divine love that swells inside of you, sending out waves of pure love from your heart to the heart of the fault line that created this massive earthquake. Your higher self knows the place. Simply send divine love to the land deep, deep below, 20-something miles below the surface. Allow your love to heal the land now. Bring the peace. Restore the harmony. The perfect balance between the deep, deep inner land masses. Feel this love within you, pulsating from your heart center, flowing out as pure beams, 90 billion megahertz of pure love essence. See that light flowing from your heart, combining with each of our heart lights. Huge, loving energy. No regrets, no forcing, simply love flowing gently and smoothly, consistently, like a liquid ray of light. See and feel it penetrating all the layers of the land, dissolving disturbance, seeping in to the cells, as if it's the skin, deep, deep skin, the marrow, the actual atoms of the surface deep below. As if it's the pores, filling, absorbing, spreading out, traveling throughout the land. Pure love, light, now under grace. Filling all the crevices, all the disharmony with peace, love, 90 billion megahertz, pure love, light essence. Feel the strength. Coming back to the land. A strength as if it's resting and comfortable in its own skin again. Calm dominates the area. As you continue to send 90 billion megahertz of pure love light that joins up with each of our hearts, love light, flowing through you to this land, deep, deep below the surface. From your heart to the heart of the fault. This fault line. On the outer edge of Chile. As you feel the energy shift, feel the energy shift for all of those people on the surface. People who appear hidden in the rubble, feel their hearts growing with this energy. And as it does, they send out the signal where they are. And those on the surface are drawn to them if it is their time to stay here now. They are found and discovered and well. Pulsating with 90 billion megahertz. A divine love that permeates the land, flowing from your heart to the land's heart to the people's heart. And touching the hearts of all those searching for these people now. Thank you for your good works, dear ones. Thank you from my heart. As now it's time to come back into your heart center, knowing you've been part of a major activation for healing. knowing you may come back at any time to continue the healing. It's time now to come back to your everyday life, to live your life from this place, one with the love essence, who you are, allowing love to bring harmony where there is stress and there is fault, where there is resistance. So bless this land and its people, Mother Earth, knowing all are doing their best to thank others who've shared this moment with you. And see and feel your love energy still there. You've activated it within them as you bring it back into your heart, knowing you have lost nothing. In fact, your energy is that much higher. Your energy of divine love. Allowing divine love to work within you, within your world. Breathing into your heart. Breathing into your head. Becoming aware again of your hands and your feet and your body temple. Nice, slow, deep breaths as you squeeze your hands and feet ever so gently. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We hold the keys of transformation to be divine love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity in our world. Focus on pure love. Allow what is flowing like the river. So be it. It is done under grace. Thank you from my heart.
It is done. God bless. Namaste.